This Ain't Your Daddy's Day Job, a Young Justice Cartoon Universe fanfic written by Suzuki Blue and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG and is gen. Written for the YJ Anon meme prompt, I went and looked up Nolan North, SB's VA, and as it turns out, he has a degree in journalism. This is fate without the helmet. So, I request a prompt where Superboy gets really interested in journalism and joins the school paper, wins National Student Journalism Contest, so on and so forth, maybe meets Clark Kent or Lois Lane, just to make it interesting. Journalism Club? Oh my god, Soupy, that is so boring! Wally marvels, grabbing the folders he's holding and blurring through their pages with an incredulous expression. Seriously, everything you could have picked and you picked the school paper? Journalism? The Martian Manhunter repeats in an odd tone. Superboy and Wally both jump. They didn't hear him coming. Unfair, Superboy thinks sourly, snatching his folders back from Wally and gripping them against his chest. Superheroing isn't really effective with people who don't have to keep their feet on the ground, much less have to have heartbeats. McGanna's cheerleading, he says defensively. He's allowed to have an extracurricular if he wants. Everyone even said he should have one. And journalism is... Restraining himself to play sports against normal kids is boring. And he gets enough practice at that anyway. He's already fluent in every language Happy Harbor offers. He's not allowed to join the chess club after he beat Red Tornado and Batman both in less than 10 moves. And he doesn't want to do anything that doesn't have a real benefit to it. Journalism would be... It could maybe help people if he got good at it. It's not like Superman wants him to take over for him when he grows up. And there's no way they'll let him into the league as long as Superman doesn't like him, so... So why shouldn't he think about getting a job that he can help people with when he can't have this one anymore? Junior was right about not putting everything into getting the approval of people who weren't ever going to give it. And Superboy is real and a person and knows how to learn things for himself now. So he will. The Manhunter is staring at him with a completely blank expression. And Superboy scowls uncomfortably in response. He's allowed to have things now. Everyone says he is. So what's that look for? What? He demands, clutching his folders tighter. It is nothing, the Manhunter says, after a long, slow moment, and then vanishes. Well, that was weird, Wally mutters. But before Superboy can really think about it, the other's making another grab for his folders, and then he's more concerned with keeping them out of his reach. Which would be easier if he could fly, but so would everything. Stop that, he snaps, storming out of the room. Enough is enough. Fine, but don't blame me when you can't get a date to the prom, Wally yells after him. Superboy ignores him. Wally knows perfectly well that McGann's his date to prom, especially since they've all had to put up with all of Wally's complaining about it, and heads to the gym to find something to punch, glowering to himself the whole way. It's just a stupid club. One stupid, not violent thing he's not that bad at. He doesn't see why everyone's acting like it's such a big deal. Even if he sticks with it and turns out to be the best journalist there's ever been, it's not like anyone would care. Superman probably doesn't even read the newspaper. Well, I guess it's a passable resume for a student intern, Lois Lane says, cocking a grudgingly impressed eyebrow as she skims through the portfolio in her lap, and Superboy tries not to grin. That's a Batman compliment if he's ever heard one. What did you say your name? Huh. Any relation to Clark Kent? You do look a little like him. Well, a little like him if he were a lot better looking anyway. Who's Clark Kent? Superboy asks curiously, and Miss Lane smirks. slightly less famous reporter than myself, apparently. She replies smugly, then waves at someone across the room with a broader smirk. Hey, Smallville, come meet the new summer intern. He's never heard of you before. Superboy turns around to see who she's talking to, and finds out she's wrong. Okay, then. A lot of conversations he's had with people this year suddenly make a lot more sense. And there's probably a really interesting study in nature versus nurture in here, too. Right now, though, he's mostly just thinking he should have applied to the globe instead. Also, McGann's uncle is a jerk. The end. Author's notes. He makes my coffee just right, Clark.